Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Saving the Family Cottage: Creative Ways to Preserve Your Cottage, Cabin, Camp, Pot, or Vacation Home for Future Generations is a practical legal and estate planning guide focused on one narrow but common problem, how to keep a cherished vacation property in the family without triggering conflict, tax trouble, or an unwanted sale. Written by attorney Anne O'Connell, with contributions from Timothy B. Borchers and some editions. The book belongs to the do-it-yourself legal nonfiction category and is aimed at owners, heirs, and advisors who need structured ways to manage shared property. Its purpose is not simply to explain inheritance law in the abstract, but to help families think through ownership structures, management rules, succession planning, and the emotional realities that often complicate co-owned real estate. The book is especially relevant where several relatives may have different expectations about use, cost, maintenance, or future value. By combining legal guidance with practical planning tools, it offers a framework for preserving continuity across generations while reducing the risk of family disputes. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, why family vacation properties create unique inheritance and co-ownership problems. The book begins from a problem that is easy to underestimate. A vacation home is not just a financial asset, but also a place tied to memory, identity, and family history. That emotional value makes inheritance decisions more complicated than with ordinary real estate. When children or siblings inherit together, they often bring different assumptions about who should use the property, who should pay for repairs, and whether the home should remain a shared retreat or be sold. The book treats these tensions as structural rather than accidental. In other words, conflict is not merely a sign that family members are being difficult. It often follows from the absence of clear rules. This framing is important because it shifts the discussion away from wishful thinking and toward planning, instead of assuming that affection alone will preserve harmony. The book shows why a vacation property needs the same level of legal and managerial attention as any other jointly owned asset, often more. Secondly, ownership structures is the foundation of long-term preservation. A central practical theme is that the way a cottage or cabin is owned largely determines whether it can survive into later generations. The book explores the importance of choosing an ownership structure that matches the family's goals, financial realities, and tolerance for shared decision-making. This matters because ownership is not only about title, it controls transferability, liability, control, and the ability to force a sale. A poorly chosen structure can make it easy for one heir to disrupt the entire arrangement, while a better one can create stability and predictability. The book's value lies in making readers think ahead about how ownership will function after a parent dies or after multiple heirs become involved. It emphasizes that preservation requires an arrangement that can handle changes in family size, wealth, and interest over time. The legal form is therefore treated as a planning tool, not a technical detail, and the book repeatedly connects structure to family continuity. Thirdly, management rules that reduce conflict over scheduling, expenses, and repairs beyond ownership itself. The book focuses on the everyday governance of shared vacation property. This includes practical questions such as who schedules visits, how conflicts over peak seasons are handled, how routine maintenance is funded, and how expensive repairs are approved. These issues may seem minor compared with inheritance or tax law, but they are often the source of the most persistent family friction. The book's approach is that a family cottage can only remain usable if expectations are converted into rules. That means setting out responsibilities in writing, clarifying who makes decisions, and creating procedures for dealing with emergencies or disagreements. This is a significant contribution because many families assume that informal cooperation will continue after ownership passes to the next generation. The book argues, implicitly and practically, that ambiguity becomes more damaging when more people are involved. Clear management rules do not eliminate emotional tensions, but they can contain them and keep small disagreements from turning into full ownership breakdowns. Fourthly, tax, legal entity, and rental issues that can affect preservation plans, the book is also notable for addressing the legal environment surrounding vacation property preservation, not just family dynamics. Updated discussion of tax law and legal entity issues reflects the reality that a preservation plan can fail if it ignores broader legal consequences. For many families, the cottage is no longer used only for private recreation. It may also be rented on a short-term basis or held through a formal entity. Those choices can change the legal and tax profile of the property in ways that matter for succession planning. The book's treatment of rental use is especially relevant because short-term renting introduces questions about income, liability. It recognizes that keeping a property in the family requires attention to how the property is actually used, how it is reported, and how legal structures interact with everyday operations. That makes the planning more realistic and more durable. Lastly, tools for turning family intentions into written plans and documents. A distinctive feature of the book is its practical orientation toward documentation. Rather than assuming that families can simply talk through the issues and remember the results, it supports planning with forms, questionnaires, and written prompts that help owners articulate intentions clearly. This matters because vacation property planning often fails when people agree in principle, but never translate those agreements into enforceable or usable documents. The book encourages owners to identify the property, consider future uses, and record decisions before a crisis forces a rushed solution. That is especially useful for families that have never discussed succession in detail and may find the subject uncomfortable. The forms and checklists make the planning process more concrete, which lowers the barrier to action. They also help distinguish between emotional goals, such as keeping the property in the family, and operational decisions, such as who pays, who decides, and what happens if someone wants out. Adult children expecting to inherit jointly, and attorneys or advisors working with family-owned vacation property. Its main benefit is that it treats preservation as a legal, financial, and interpersonal problem at the same time. That combination makes it more useful than a generic estate planning book, which may discuss inheritance in broad terms but not the day-to-day realities of shared recreational property. Readers gain a structured way to think about ownership, governance, taxes, and rental use, while also recognizing the family dynamics that often determine whether a plan succeeds. The book stands out because it is narrowly focused on vacation homes and family cottages, not on estate planning in general. That specificity gives it practical relevance for a common but often neglected situation property that is deeply meaningful, expensive to maintain, and hard to divide cleanly. For readers who need more than abstract advice, it offers a realistic planning framework grounded in actual legal concerns and succession challenges. If you would like to support Anne Owen 939, Connell Attorney, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.